up, y'all? This is you got to record it.
I literally just pressed record. I just said, hey, what's up, y'all?
This is we back. Go ahead, Corey. Run it because I'm too frazzled in my mind.
Welcome back to the Simple Podcast. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, at Simple Podcast. You can email us any inquiry or doublepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Where are you from,
family? It's your boy, Barry. Why don't you call me Barry no more? Call me Bernard. Mm-hmm. My fault, I looked at this. et cetera, et cetera. Where are you from?
I will. You know why I'm here.
Yeah. What up, though? It's your boy, B, a.k.a. the EBT Bandit, a.k.a. Professor Finesser, and I'm going to patch this bitch like John Stockton. What they call you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's a whole different.
That's disrespectful.
You know who his teammate was, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know he deleted that picture off of Instagram, right? Oh, okay.
My name is Meg, a.k.a. Don't Call Me Carrot Top.
Hey, y'all. It's Danielle.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
That was professional.
That's right. She got a... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Greetings and salutations.
But yeah, I'm sorry. What, yeah, you got to say your
home. Danielle. Danny. Dan Weezy. Whatever you want to call me, I'm here.
Nice.
There it is. There it is, and welcome to this TED Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
All right, we'll go ahead and just skip while we're all here.
Yeah, because we know. We know, man. Do we want to run on the timeline of events that happened, or do you want to look at...
Yeah, because there's some people who don't know or aren't fully invested in what we're about to talk about.
All right, so we're going to be addressing the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef, if you will.
Aubrey Drake Graham.
Yes.
Yes. Kendrick Duckworth Lamar.
So I'm going to run the timeline for you motherfuckers real quick like a Marvel recap. 322, like that drops, you know, Kendrick, Metro, Future. 4-5, Cole.
That's where he said it's no big three, it's
yes,
big me.
It's just big me. Okay.
Bum.
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 4-5, 7-minute drill drops by Cole. 4-7, Cole apologizes for 7-minute drill.
Which, I get it.
Yo, man.
Given the events that have transpired.
I'd have been on stage, yo, my fault.
It's a lot of motherfuckers owe Cole an apology for how they went at him.
This don't sit right with my spirit. Hey, you got it, bro.
I am no
discernment. You got to have discernment.
You're right. Yeah,
yo, shout out to Cole. Why
did you want
to
see? What did she say on Abbott? Is knowing how not to get your ass beat is knowing who can beat your ass.
Not even that. I just think, had it been like some Cypher shit, he would have stayed in it. But he knew how petty these two motherfuckers was ready to get.
Yeah. How lethal.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, before,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you good.
You was at a 7-minute drill apology.
Yeah, he apologizes. 4-12, Cole deletes 7-minute drill from all streaming platforms.
He wanted to get those first week numbers still.
Mm-hmm. 4-19, Push-Ups by Drake comes out.
Not a bad record.
Mm-mm.
Not a bad record.
4-19, Drake also releases the TaylorMade Freestyle. Yeah. Which is the AI, you know, all that.
Not a good record.
Not a good record. Like, where he was just clowning on
and
the
this
one,
is,
not responding.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the timeline where shit get thick.
Yeah.
4:30, Euphoria releases by Kendrick. 5:03, Kendrick releases 6:16 in L.A. 5:03.
The timing, I think the time stamp is what, like, the real... It was like 11 it was o'clock, like, Drake. 11:20. You know, Kendrick. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so now 6:16, that came out Friday morning, 5:03. Mm-hmm. Friday evening, 5:03, Drake releases Family Matters.
With a video.
With a video. Mm-hmm. 5:03 and a half.
5:03
and a half. Kendrick Lamar releases Meet the Grahams, and then 5:04, just for a little razzle dazzle.
Oh my God.
Kendrick releases Not Like Us.
Which was the razzle dazzle.
That was the styling on
him. It's unfair, man.
Now we wait.
So, where do we go first?
Let's start with Euphoria. Because that's the newest thing that's happened since we last spoke. Yeah.
Okay, Euphoria. Mm-hmm. That's the, hold on, let me play a little sample of it because I got to remember what that one sounded like. Otherwise, I'm not going to remember.
The one where they come in with the words backwards.
Oh, the Rich Wiz. Pryor.
Yeah, the Richard Pryor from The Wiz.
Mm-hmm. Everything they say about me is true.
Okay. That, I should have printed the lyrics out because that shit is fucking amazing.
That's where we started off. Don't tell no
lies
about
me, and I will tell no truths about you.
You try to keep it light. You know what I mean? Try to keep it cool, keep it friendly.
But, that's just a good song overall. Even outside of a diss, it's a great song, I think.
The bars hit hard, and the internet went wild with it. Because I remember specifically, Danny, on your IG, you posted something where somebody
your
was
IG
like,
is wild.
Best follow in the game. I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you, my nigga. She reposted something where somebody was like, singing, "We don't want to hear you say nigga no more," yeah, is yeah. unhinged.
That was Scotty Bean. Scotty Bean said that.
Yes. Like, yes. It's so true, though. Like, that already felt like a heavy body blow.
Also, if you go back and look at these lyrics again, man, you can tell he heard Drake's shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew what this nigga was about to
say. It's a full-on rap battle.
Yeah.
Fabricating stories on the family front because you heard Mr. Morale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A pathetic master manipulator. I can smell the tails on you now. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, I know what you about to go for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He already knew.
How does he?
I think that's why Cole stepped out.
Camp. It's the moment in camp. That picture on, what picture was that he used for the artwork for? Meet the Grahams?
Meet the Grahams. Meet the Grahams was the t-shirt with the Ozempic prescription and the sleeping pills.
Hella
him. Yeah. And then I think Not Like Us was when he has the picture of the man with the pedophile on it.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Predator pins.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
What's crazy is the 616 in L.A. with just the OJ gloves.
Right.
Was like the warning, like, don't do it.
Because you know.
Uh-huh. You know what that shit is.
That was a zoom in on what this was. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And Drake's song was good. What was the song that he just came out with?
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Was a great song.
The song was cool. I enjoyed the visuals more, though.
The visuals.
Yeah. I think that was good. Crushing the van and shit.
At this point, they fight Good Kid, Mad City.
And then
going to the restaurant to have the meal that Kendrick talked about.
The new
Hal King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that a hearse on the second part of this video? Where it was like going around the black and white in the car?
I don't remember that.
I think you're the only one that might.
Fuck out of here.
I'm not trying to make you look crazy. I'm just saying.
No.
The one that stuck out to me the most was them taking the van off the shit and then putting it in the car crusher.
As soon as I seen that, I was like, oh, man, this is real.
Yeah, because he's on that album.
Yeah, he is.
Poetic Justice.
Hell yeah.
But that shit was scary because he put that out and like 30 seconds later, Kendrick responded with what was addressing shit that was in that song, and everybody was like,
"Is that a hearse?
Possibly.
You need glasses?"
Is that a hearse or is that?
If you look at
the
back of it, if you look at the back, it's a flat back, and it's like, yeah, I think he turned the van into a hearse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a hearse.
Yeah, y'all niggas really ain't watching. Stop playing with me.
I have time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
20 minutes.
Max.
Kendrick gave y'all 20 minutes to be like, yo, watch my shit.
Then it came out and Big Brothered him. It was like, let me talk to your child. Let me tell your child.
Dear
let me teach him
Adonis,
how to be a man.
That being the first words. Mm-hmm. And if you do like that song, who wrote it? Al Green?
Mm-hmm. His uncle played guitar on that shit.
His uncle wrote that song,
I told you he's a mad fucking scientist right now. It's psychological warfare at its best.
Right, but in comparison to what Drake's doing, he's like, your feet are small, you're short. So we're doing like superficial shit. And now it's like, okay, but you're an awful father.
You're
a terrible son.
You're beating your wife. You're possibly hiding another child.
Yeah. Right.
He told the mother and father, you raised a terrible human being.
That deserves to die.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
That deserves
to
die.
The parents are going
to
hear this.
Right. Yeah.
They're not.
And the fucked up part was Drake's only response was, I ain't got a daughter.
Right.
You skipped
so
over
we're
everything.
Addressing pedophilia. Like, I'm confused.
So what that nigga did was double down on the pedophilia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday, he was like, oh, you ain't going to hit that. Mm-hmm. Okay, man, say less. What is happening? The predator pins on the house is crazy.
Just the fact that he listened to what people were saying, because his initial approach was very, like, the beats were very slow, methodical.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to understand and hear everything I'm saying. And motherfuckers like, man, this shit too slow,
we
man.
We can't move our hips.
Yeah.
Right.
Young niggas want to rock their hips so bad.
They want to do so bad.
And say, oh, word?
Say, like, give you a West Coast.
As soon as I heard Mustard on the beat,
right.
I said,
it was a rat.
Woo! producers, yeah, that's where he cut me off. The pack of producers he has right now, Soundwave, Alchemist, Mustard. Who was the other one? I'm missing one. Oh, who was the other producer?
Who? Alchemist?
I said that.
Taylor Swift's.
I
forget dude's name.
Yeah,
but that's who did 6:16.
He got Taylor Swift's producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why this shit is exhausting.
That's why it's Taylor made. It was a Taylor made freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Hold on, let me look at our group check.
And
I have
the beat that Metro Boomin dropped last night.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. I listened to that.
It's free.
Yeah, yeah. So people said, on Twitter.
Whoever
like,
can put
in.
The best verse
yeah.
to it.
People on Twitter. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To, you got this from the throwaway.
Yeah. Going in.
I thought that was just one nigga who made
no.
some shit.
No, it was Metro, and he said, y'all go in.
Yeah.
I didn't know Metro said, go ahead and do
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
it
said it's for free. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because then he tweeted, like, why they didn't call me?
Right.
I see that. I was like, all right.
He made some drums
for free.
If Kendrick gets a Metro beat, because he's are making these. I'm sorry. Look, he's are making these. That's crazy. Here, take that. he's making these, I feel like, in a day, because he addressing this shit on They Not Like Us. That Drake just said on he said family matters in the end of the verse.
Mm-hmm.
These are literally or yeah. he's making these songs and then just adding a little razzle dazzle mm-hmm. at the end.
Well, he did
shit.
Say there was a leak in their camp, so he's probably getting them before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at this point,
absolutely,
he's just stomping these niggas out. Like,
yeah, it's ugly. It's,
I
it's,
actually heard that the Alchemist beat was given to Kendrick
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah, that was
yeah. But Alchemist doubled down on Twitter and Instagram. He
yeah.
definitely
showing
online.
How he made them shit. Like, oh yeah, y'all like that, right?
Because why not?
Yeah, fuck with your boy.
Why not? If my beacon spins like that, hell yeah, yeah. I'm going to show you how I did it.
Yeah, oh, that shit bro, is. It's nasty. And it's so good and calculated because he took the rules of engagement that Drake has set for so long and turned them against him in a way that Drake is scrambling now. And in his scramble, he's not going to be able to put out anything that's going to be the quality of what Kendrick is matching him with.
So you think he maxed out on that video?
Absolutely.
I definitely think he fired everything.
He's done.
Yeah.
Because
he's
I didn't done. Think he could go that hard until I seen the video. It was like, right. yo,
he's done.
It was good. Mm-hmm. And that's how you could tell it was hella planned. Because mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just took his time.
It's calculated because right. he went to the restaurant, found the van, right. all
like,
of that.
To me, that was just as good as Euphoria. Like,
yeah, it was good. But he only gave Kendrick only gave us 20 minutes to enjoy it. 20
mm-hmm.
minutes,
mm-hmm.
and was
which
like
is, again another calculated suffocated play. It. Yeah. Suffocated it.
Anytime you see Dre, you gonna see Kendrick's.
And it was like such two different beat style. Like
yeah,
I feel like Kendrick rebutted everything in every way Drake tried to say. Like even like switching styles. And,
right.
Bro, yeah.
Like the last one, I feel like he did for Compton because he used mm-hmm. the AI and the AI samples. I feel like that was a rebuttal to that.
Mm.
It was just
so
like,
I think Oakley will be all that. Stop, nigga.
Yeah.
So I feel like, because I forget who tweeted, but that one was for Compton, I feel like.
No.
On my timeline, the West Coast motherfuckers are just like, oh,
no,
yeah.
All the West Coast niggas.
Yeah, it's up.
That one was for them.
Problem talked to him. He said it's not over yet. Probably.
He got more heat.
Like, he made one for his son. He made one for the city of Compton. He made one for Drake. He made one for himself. And then flipped it all for the fans, too.
Drake gave us some bars, too. That's why I'm like.
He just didn't give us enough time to digest it.
The nigga said, like, where's your uncle at? Because I would have talked to the bed of the house. That's
that
hilarious.
I mean, correct pronouns. That
was so good, man. Where's your uncle at? Come on, man. I would have talked to the bed of the house. He got it, bro.
Yeah, that was
rude. Yeah, it's just the Euphoria flips. The 6:16s. Have y'all been reading all of them? Mm-hmm. The
conspiracies.
Yeah,
it's too much. That's why I get exhausted. Like,
I definitely
and he
thought,
pulled them out right before I went to bed. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm good.
No, I was at work. And, like,
I stayed up.
I couldn't.
I was
asleep for yesterday.
I had to call him. I'm like,
yeah.
Yo,
she woke me up, and I'm like, nah, what?
Yeah.
I was like, he dropped again.
My nigga Steve was like, bro, what happened to waiting a week or a month or even a few months before you? I was like, nah.
He's stepping on his human neck. Somebody said, that's size 7, biggest hand
I've ever had. Shit, boy.
That shit is crazy. But no, the Euphoria flips, him being the producer on the show,
mm-hmm.
nasty.
Yeah.
What else is on that shit?
6:16 is Father's Day.
Father's Day
in
Tupac's
Canada.
Tupac's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
Somebody.
The gloves and
who
shit.
Who died on that day? Somebody
the,
died.
That's when the Anna
Nicole
Smith and all them was put to rest from the OJ murders and all that. That's where the glove shit hit hard. I said, oh, this nigga's insane.
Dog.
Somebody need to step in.
Who?
Do you think?
Who, though?
Nah.
That nigga name?
Jay Prince?
Yeah.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
You think let Aubrey take his whooping.
Yeah.
Let Aubrey take his whooping. You got to bully a bully. We've seen it before in hip hop. Remember when 50 was bullying the shit out of everybody and Ross had to come sit him down? Right. Drake, come take this medicine.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not, the best part, in my opinion, is it's not going to stop.
That's what I want to ask y'all. What's Drake's next move? What if you were Drake, what would be your next move?
Bow out.
Parlay. You got to stop. You gotta stop.
You chalking it up?
You have to.
A feature request?
That's right. That's what got him in trouble in the first place, nigga.
Humble yourself.
He already messed up when he went on Instagram and was like, I don't have a daughter, but didn't say anything about being a pedophile. Like,
that nigga doubled
down. We gotta address the right thing.
He gotta leave Baca alone now.
Got to.
Yeah.
It's certain.
Doesn't
names.
He have like a human trafficking charge?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
He forced somebody into it, which was. So it's like, oh. Now the world knows. It's like, okay.
Apparently, it's all these motherfuckers in his entourage that he ain't do the backgrounds on.
Right.
So.
No, he probably did. He probably paid for the trials.
Don't bring his sisters around them.
Yeah.
The little sisters. Because that's what Lotto and, was it Lotto's little sister?
Lotto's little sister.
And is his mansion in L.A.?
No. Is it L.A.?
It's in
Canada. Yeah.
How'd they get over there?
I guess that
felons can't get over there.
Well.
So, interesting. Listen to this one. There's this guy that tweeted, the Kendrick response definitely draws a metaphorical line in the sand. Culture versus commerce, morals versus money, bars versus bills. Kendrick has positioned himself as a cultural guardian and Drake as the personification of corporate greed.
Mm. I can see that, and Kendrick has been that for forever. Mm-hmm. That was the stance he took with the Control freestyle. Mm-hmm. And I'm not freestyle, but the verse, you know what I'm saying? Where he's been, you know what I'm saying, pushing the culture. And he mentions that in Euphoria, where he was saying, this ain't just me, this is what the culture's feeling. Mm-hmm. And then doubled down in Not Like Us when he broke down how Drake was a culture vulture and stole all this shit from Atlanta and was just borrowing pieces and swag and trying to get affiliations.
You think those artists can work with that nigga again now?
Can work with Drake?
Yeah.
You can. You just gonna have to let it cool down.
I don't know.
Right.
It depends. The
that's it in my mind.
Yeah.
He basically got called a colonizer.
That was,
and using Atlanta
that was hilarious.
As
when he break it down like that, it's totally like I see it.
Yeah.
It was like using Atlanta as a place to like make money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
he
said he went down there with Future to get his shit in the club.
21,
he got his
street cred.
Yeah, got a street cred. Got Lil Baby got his lingo together.
Yeah.
The Migos let him represent the North. What's my man name that's fighting the case?
Thug.
Slime Dude.
Got him his gang affiliations.
Yeah, in his head. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's,
Man, free Thug. Man, I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
I want Thug out. But that's sidebar. What?
I don't know much about it, so I don't like him, so
I
don't know
what to say. Unless
he
did that shit.
Right.
If he caught a couple bodies, we don't want this rap shit to be real. We don't want real rap shit.
No.
You want everything you heard on these records that we're talking about to be real?
Right.
I think the diss records are like the pedophile shit. I think that's real. I think
I don't know if that's real for they just talking about Euphoria in the show.
Have you not seen the video of that nigga hugging up on the 17-year-old on stage and then asking the age?
He was texting
Millie Bobby Brown.
At 14. Yeah.
Shit, I remember that.
Oh,
right.
The 17-year-old, he hugged her. He was like, how old are you? He said, oh no, 17. I don't know if I should feel guilty or not. Those breasts feel good on my chest.
Crazy.
Swear to God. After he asked the age.
Creepy.
After he asked
we double down
age.
After we realize you're a minor. That's a choice.
Because had she been 17, he'd be like, oh, my bad. It's cool.
Right.
Appreciate your support.
Get the fuck off. Now, somebody, where's your guardian? why are you up here, bro?
Yeah.
So
then there was a girl, they pounded pictures up and like hugged up. She was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then she waited until like 18 to like get with him or some shit. Like, I don't know the full story. I just
big
know
grooming.
Yeah, big grooming. I was like grooming type shit.
Yeah.
Freaky ass nigga. He is 69 God.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
He has a terrible
track record.
And it's all online.
And then you double that down with, like you said, the morale play Kendrick is taking. Like, this nigga's aside. It's setting that aside. Mm-hmm. Just the freaky-ass nigga vibes.
Yeah.
You're also a terrible person.
Terrible.
Yeah. You do greasy business with people.
And that's just coming to light.
Because you've seen the shit where Daylight was talking about he pinned the Meek diss and never got paid for that shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you know Drake was at those rap battles all the time.
Posted it.
And Daylight was like his nigga for real. Daylight and what disaster and shit.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to get him
Come
in
on, bro.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
Then it was motherfuckers talking about his, what's his, Whack 100? Was talking about how when they was out in Compton, I believe it was, when Drake was shooting that video with Game, the 100 video, and they had
he was scared.
Know, that nigga was shook like booty meat.
Well, they what did Meg say?
What did Meg say? Yeah, shout out to her. Shout out to Meg. Yeah, I didn't know she was like the Kickstarter.
Yeah, I read that somewhere, but I don't know
she
why.
She kicked this off with the milk and hiss. The whole song, it got overshadowed because Nicki got pissed, but the entire song was mostly about Drake and Tory.
And the Nicki bar was really crazy, but it was a fire bar.
But even the Megan's Law line applies to Drake, which is what Kendrick's saying.
No clue.
Right.
No clue. But I'm sorry, yes, pull it up. Meg was the Kickstarter. Word. Yeah,
I remember reading that, but I didn't read it inside as a walk because it gave too much information.
I knew the Megan Small, and I'm like,
fake
ass
accents,
about
posting up in another person's hood with
like a bad bitch.
There we go. I use a different word than what's in the song.
No, absolutely. I can't appreciate it. Hey, beat your ass.
I'm aware.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Thoughts and views expressed.
Nah, bro, you heard what Kendrick said, man. You can't say nigga no more, you feel me?
Yeah.
I heard somebody you gotta have four black nigga grandparents. That is the
people posting their family lineage on Twitter and everything.
That's that's the shit that pissed me off because he wasn't necessarily going to Drake for being light skinned. He was going to Drake for putting the culture down like a costume.
And that's why I got mad. That's why I stopped reading shit online because people were like, "Oh, it's all colorism and shit like that." But I'm like, it's way deeper. Even my family members.
But you gotta keep in mind, people are dumb.
Fuck.
You gotta keep, because my biggest thing was, but he didn't say a word about Jay and him being biracial, because Jay is a nigga to his core and has exhibited such, you know, behaviors in the way he moved day to day. But Drake, you know, what's cheese and five?
Right.
And do
Drake
you them?
Out.
And then then the next minute he's with a blood cuss. You can't you can't do that, bro.
They got
also,
that nigga on interviews.
Jamaican, so.
But they got on interviews with Peter Rosenberg. He full-time Jewish. Like, he did a whole bar mitzvah, grew up in a Jewish school.
What do you need to be? Yeah.
Come on, man. It was in there like happy as shit. So how are you this now? And you're 37. How did you make the switch at 30?
At your big age.
You make the transition at 30?
That's another reason why my fuckers is going at it so hard, too. Because Drake hit in 2009, 2010. Think about how old you were at that time, where you were in life at that time.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, his music was a vibe because motherfuckers was out here reckless, young, caught up in all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we are 15 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You still talking about the same shit?
You didn't grow.
Oh, that audience that you had at the beginning, a good deal of them have aged out of your music.
I was
in
college when he first hit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Being reckless.
You
gotta
grow up.
You have to.
You're not Peter
Pan.
Yeah. Dog.
Well, there we go.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna die. That's gonna be the summer song, man.
Bruh.
Like, that's about to do numbers. It already has more views than the Family Matters video on YouTube.
Yeah.
By like 2 million.
He stomped out all of his
shit
on YouTube.
Which is crazy to me.
Every release that Kendrick has put out has been the number one trending thing on YouTube. Drake may be number one in music, but overall.
No, you need a Twitter, my nigga.
Nah, I'm cool.
Nah.
My head looks. My nose is
bleeding. They've been going nuts.
My nose is bleeding. I can't.
It is crazy.
This is the perfect
That's how I narrow my focus.
This is
my favorite
in
all of these tweets.
That's what I'm saying, dog. I have so many tweets. Also, Metro dropped the email today.
I'm looking at that right now.
Metro dropped the email and the text thread. Somebody lying.
Right.
The cease and desist record. Oh, you ain't like that record?
Oh, yeah, the C&D?
Yeah. And, you know, Drake was like, I don't even do that type of whole shit, nigga. That's what
it's already been documented with what's my man's name? French Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You C&D'd him.
Yeah, but
really?
Yeah. There was a song that they were.
That's what done Ross, a verse for some shit. Ross is pissed.
And Drake didn't want it to come out, or didn't want it to come out at that time, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he put a C&D on it, so it wouldn't be released.
Yep.
Stepped on that man money.
Yep. But ain't it crazy that he sent a cease and desist for that record, but Tupac's family was like, "You gotta nix that, and it's gone." So what? Mm-hmm. Let's be serious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a. It's a weird nigga, man.
it's spooky. Dog. That's why I said it's gonna be so hard for him to rebuttal, because you can't rap your way
he
out of this.
He has to rebuttal though.
You can't rap your way out of this.
No matter what he says at this point.
Out of receipts.
But
because you ain't got no more ammo, my nigga.
You just fool.
You have to.
You gotta make it business.
You gotta know when to hold
them.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
This is where you need to run.
I don't think he's
far away.
He literally doesn't have the ammo for Kendrick. You can tell by the music that he's putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But he has to combat this with something.
He can't. What can he say that would avoid people calling the authorities on him?
And this is why I say don't respond. This is why I say don't respond.
But he has to fight back.
If you respond, and K-Dot spin the block with two more shotgun shells.
Because
his moves have told you he will double up. K-Dot might get mad and triple up because you had the audacity to come back after this one.
Let's let K-Dot tire himself out.
And that's what I think he's going to do. I think that's a smart plan. Let him tire himself out and then drop one.
Or
let him just keep shooting off.
I don't know if he'll tire out.
No.
Not to get woo-woo on y'all, but he's a Gemini. Air signs don't get tired. Please.
The man is a certified psychopath, okay?
Not to get
He is a psychopath.
No.
And he is a man with a purpose at this point.
Yeah, right. And time. As you can tell, purpose and time.
Best analogy I can give you. John Wick didn't get tired. I don't think Kendrick's going to get tired.
This nigga's definitely John Wick.
He said, this is a hobby for me.
He's
I have a life.
Man.
I'm raising my
children.
Yeah. Certified boogeyman. He said that in the song.
They call it that forever.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever, like, challenged it. And if it was, like, the big... What's that nigga name? Who, he made a song, too. Erykah Badu's baby dad.
Jay Electronica?
Jay Electronica.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there's
no, but we know.
There's three.
One doesn't have a voice. One is Andre 3000. Play the flute. Yeah. You know what I mean? Jay Electronica. He made a diss song, I believe, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
To Kendrick after the control verse?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, Kendrick, I feel like he said something to him just real quick, mm-hmm. like, get out the way. You know, type shit. Like, I'm not finna, whatever. But nobody's really challenged him. This is the first
challenge. Because they know what they're getting into.
I don't think we...
Drake was dumb enough to not know what he's getting into.
I don't think anybody knew they was getting into this.
I think five songs since Tuesday?
That's why they did. Dropped out.
I think Cole did, yeah.
Cole
right.
knew.
I mean,
we was calling Cole all type of names.
We were not.
I was saying it was mature. I did say it was mature. I was disappointed.
Disappointed. Because I figured it was going to be all bar for bar type shit, and it felt like he was ducking. But again, seeing where this took a turn.
Hindsight 2020.
And how this became a morality play.
Is Cole a bar for bar rapper, though?
Ooh, good question.
A bar for bar rapper, what do you mean by that?
In terms of beef, like, would.
He tried the seven-minute drill. He hasn't been the people he went at with, he just like sits him down like Lil Pump, talking about him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he made the whole KOD album.
When him and No Name went back to back.
Yeah, he never really went at
Cole isn't
a beef rapper.
But I don't think he also has the temperament for that either.
Right.
That could be the bar.
It don't feel right in my spirit, so I'm done.
Yeah.
Some people don't have discernment, Drake. Which is why we are here.
That nigga really thought he was going to.
He thought.
And then got out there and, spent some money, didn't get the receipts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what. And you could tell by the, you beat your wife. Well, I don't think that's.
Mm-hmm. No.
What you doing in New York, eating pizza?
You're a bachelor now, huh? Tough guy.
Let me get back to these niggas. Like, bro, they not doing fire right now. Kendrick is on your bumper.
Even talking about beating his wife, he champions for Chris Brown now that Nasty. Rihanna rejected Tory. Him. And Tory. Nasty.
And Tory.
So all of a sudden, we don't like DV? Like, Nasty. I'm confused.
Right.
When did that happen?
Right. Not adults.
Not adults. With that. Kendrick worked with Kodak Black.
Right, that's the problem.
For Mr. Morale.
I still hate that.
But Kendrick has said he's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not your savior. It's a whole song. Yeah. Like, dedicated to, don't do this to you. Like, right. I'm telling you, I'm like, and this one, that's
we're,
not me.
We're also missing that Kendrick called himself out. He said, I'm a hater.
Yeah.
I hate the way
I'm
you
the
walk.
Biggest hater.
Yeah, right. I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you talk. I hate your stupid face.
That was really the craziest. I thought it was going to be over.
Kendrick also said, leave Serena Williams alone.
And did you see her husband?
Alexis Ohanian is on Twitter retweeting everything.
Liking
He's
shit.
Going
Yeah, because he went in Not Like Us. Yeah, when he was champion,
you know how bad
of the West Coast.
You have to
don't bring that shit
mouth.
At nobody out West, including Serena Williams,
right.
Nigga. Because we are ride for her, too.
He named the streets.
Somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. He is bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's the way he moves, bro.
Right.
No, I'm with
the
you.
Shit he called out your
it's,
mentor,
it's
Young Money. You
it's
smacked
evidence.
His chick while he was locked up.
Right.
That's
yeah.
conniving.
Right. Just his face.
And then,
yeah.
Some, oh my God, apologizing like a bitch.
And then Joe Budden was talking about how, in so many instances, Drake has been dirty macking.
Yeah.
And doing foul shit where, you know what I'm saying, he falling out with motherfuckers over women because he's snaking.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. What's behind all of this?
A girl.
That's what they're... And that's,
Drake is just
But
messy.
Metro tweeted today that that's not it. He said, you can't even talk about what it is because I'm in some bullshit. I got to spare you. He literally said that shit on Twitter today. Yeah, so I don't think it's a girl.
Maybe,
I think it's something.
Money.
Yeah, I think it's some money or some shit.
That's bad
money.
Business.
I think it's bad business.
You got this many enemies? That's crazy. Producers and rappers?
It's a
bad
lot.
Business.
There's no
it's
way.
It's crazy.
And you got good, like, high alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Top tier production.
Right.
Producers.
Yeah.
Alchemist is feeding you beats? Mustard gave you one yesterday?
So far. Because if he keeps coming, who knows who else?
Who else knows what kind of packs? And these are probably just beat packs that he has.
I'm just
going
to go ahead and say this now. This is another reason you do not want to respond, Drake. This nigga cracks open them that Dr. Dre pack.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel Christmas. You hear me? Shut it down. Shut it down.
But he can't use a Dre pack in this.
He dropped that Dre pack. 40 going
to
unplug that laptop.
Right.
I'm out of here. He can't do nothing.
Let off
the
Turks and Caicos.
Drake gonna take aim at that. If you Dr. Dre to me domestic violence.
He got DV on his record, too, but how many other niggas in the game got DV?
They're fine.
And don't take aim at domestic violence. We could call you a pedophile for 4 songs, and you ain't denied that not
and
one
time.
Oh, now we step into the pedophilia. We two-step into pedophilia? It's crazy.
Right.
Hey.
Title of the episode.
No, it's not.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's the type of views we need.
We bark. We appreciate y'all for listening.
Bark.
Not the type of views we need. Oh my God.
So who bows out? You think he just bows
he
out?
He has to.
Yeah. He has to.
He
give me one thing he can say to rebut against.
Well, what does he have to
gain? You're short still.
I don't know, bro.
And obviously height has never been Kendrick's issue. Like,
I don't know. I don't know what he says. He literally tried to throw Baby Keem out there. And it's like, but if you listen to Baby Keem, you can tell that's just a different version of Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's all it
he's
is.
Literally under
and
a different
King's
tree.
Pen is crazy if y'all really want to look into it.
Yeah, he got it. No, I'm a Keem fan.
So, right, I'm not a Keem fan, but
Keem fan.
Talent, so.
Yeah,
I'm happy to have seen him.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I still listen to Keem, man. Like, I was just riding around to die for my bitch.
Never
mind.
The best part of all of this, though, has just been watching people's reaction videos that they posting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I wish I would, if I would have had the foresight, I would have recorded it. My lady hadn't heard Not Like Us. So I sent it to her, FaceTimed her, and then watched her listen to it.
Screwed up face all the time, right?
the A minor bar almost killed her. She almost, almost unalived after that. Like,
I'm watching, so I watch YouTube streamers and stuff on the work, whatever, whatever. I'll be bored. I watch academics, not all the time, but for moments like this. I know.
Yeah.
Moments like this, though, he's the first one to get these type of news.
But why?
Because
he has a huge fan base.
That fan base.
His fan base is huge. Yeah. Even though we don't like him, we know better.
I can't stand him.
I'm with you.
It's a lot of bitch assness out there.
They look to him. I'm with you. I don't look to him for that. I look to him because I know he's going to be the first one to
get some
news.
Shit.
That's it. Literally, these Drake records, they were premiered on Academics Page type shit. And then they came out. So,
but can you stream a stream? Do you have to like give him the numbers? Like, is somebody else posting academic
stuff? You can wait until it gets done and then everybody clip that shit up on Twitter. I want to see it like right then, because what he'll do is he'll delete shit. He deleted one of his the Euphoria reaction altogether. That shit is gone, scrubbed from the internet.
Why?
Because he was screwed up face to it. And he can't have that.
I got his name muted on all platforms, so I don't know. Yeah,
and he's on Drake's payroll at this point, obviously. Yeah. So it's like,
and he can't, like, you see him stumbling over his words when these Kendrick shits hit, because he don't know what to say that won't get him in trouble with that.
But his advice to Drake is terrible. He told that he could go to Compton with a whole bunch of security and shoot a video.
Why would you do that? Compton?
This is from the nigga who won't come out of his basement or compound or whatever
it is. To that, too, he pulled up, while he was on stream, he put up his emails, and it was like 10 back-to-back DoorDash.
You don't leave the house. Why are you inviting somebody to go to Compton?
Which is crazy.
The West Coast is not where you want to play those games.
Not right now. In this moment.
You'd be better served.
Voice and he pulling that shit out like he's dragging that.
You would be better served meeting in Houston at neutral territory.
Yeah.
That would be, because who said parlay? That was his.
Parlay. Please parlay. Get together. Talk to somebody. Jay Prince, make a call. But let's wait a week, because I feel like Kendrick got some more. let's wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I do want to hear more.
My friend said that they need to either sit down with Al Sharpton or Dr. Umar. I'm trying to
Dr. Umar will be fired.
Drake don't want to hear nothing from Dr. Umar. I'm telling you right now.
Holy shit.
I don't know.
Kendrick can have sex with a white woman, too. So he ain't going to want to hear nothing from him, either.
That would
Dr. Umar play the
wild
games.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm. But that'll be the funniest shit.
And I think that was the thing that bothered me, too, when people was talking about Kendrick being colorist. I said, if Kendrick wanted to be colorist, do you know how many quadroon, octoroon bars he would have dropped on that motherfucker?
Right.
About his descendancy?
Duh.
Right.
And I want to say he took it light, but he didn't.
Mm-mm.
He's still fucking him up.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
And he's getting heavy now. And that's because Drake mentioned that wife's name. Did you notice he was the first one that really took it there?
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Be with bodyguards like Whitney, you know what I mean? Like, that was a...
That was a double entendre.
Yeah. You fucked up, though. Right. You thought you learned that lesson from Push. Don't mention your wife's name, bro.
You're better off pushing tea than pushing me.
Bro. Gunna said something. Gunna was like, what's happening? What's going on?
What the fuck did I do?
Fuck.
Nelly said, I'm appalled and honored.
Sir.
Appropriate response.
I didn't really kill those people, man. There's so much evidence going for it. How is it still in trial?
Formality at this point.
They run the numbers. Yeah. Okay. It's just, he got to come back, though. I hear what y'all saying.
He's not.
If he does,
it won't be good.
That's the big thing that I'm thinking, too. Mm-hmm. It won't be good.
But that's also the same thing I thought before I heard the last one, too.
The last one was good, though. The last one was good.
It was good for 20 minutes.
That's also the problem, too. How do you know you're going to put something down so I don't get stepped on again?
That's why we said don't.
Right, exactly.
That's why we said don't.
He literally said, I know your every move.
He has to.
That's why we said.
So he has to get locked in a room with 40. Did you see the 40 thing when he was laid on the bed? Let's see if I could. You know what I'm talking about? He was on the crystals. Looking fucked up. You see that? It's so much shit out here, bro. It's ridiculous.
The streamers that have been going crazy that I've been fucking with is RDC World and Supreme Dream. And all.
I watched that.
Bruh.
I watched that because they was like, nigga. That's
every time Kendrick drops something, they pretend, dude is pretending to be Drake. He like, what do we do? And we just put the burner on the table.
That's what it is,
bro. That nigga rapping, bro. Oh, my goodness.
I wish I could find the crystal shit. I've been liking so much shit on Twitter.
My Twitter's crazy.
It's gone. Maybe you want to stay off because I'm like, it's exhausting.
The John Stockton bar, I know we said I know what you team in, but I didn't say it out loud.
Yeah.
It's Karl Malone, right? Do y'all know what Karl Malone did?
No.
Got a 14-year-old girl pregnant?
He's a pedophile also.
Tell me who Karl Malone is.
The basketball player from Utah Jazz?
Yes.
Got a 14-year-old pregnant? Yes. So when he said, I passed the body like Stockton.
Mm-hmm. Who's the league leader in assists?
Who was he passing it to? Carl.
Freaky ass.
Yo, Drake had to delete this picture off Instagram.
Had to.
Yeah.
Drake's gonna have to do a lot of deleting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's all fucked up.
His PR team going crazy right now.
I feel like the only thing that he might be able to do is just like point it at literally anyone else that has bad shit, like Diddy.
Nah,
maybe
you can't.
Maybe he has information on Diddy.
Niggas don't give a fuck
we
about
all have
none
information
of that.
On Diddy at this point.
That's why they eliminate him for real.
Yeah.
I think he tried that in the last response he had where he went at the other people. It's like a smoke screen.
Able,
and Kendrick was like, no, fuck that.
Right. Stay focused.
So, and ACE is a common abbreviation in psychology. Meaning adverse child experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Trauma.
Yeah.
ACE is also a minor.
Mm.
ACE is how you.
Yeah.
That's the notes to hit a minor.
Yeah, he wild.
Can only man who could help these niggas behind the leaks is Nardwar. I see that.
Right. I saw that.
And honestly.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Kendrick is blowing it up in a way that nigga broke Rap Genius, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shut it down. The site was like, does not compute.
What are we doing? Fucked on Wayne's girl when he went to jail. That's conniving. Then got a face tattoo like a bitch apologized. Then they put up the picture of that nigga with the Wayne's hat on the side of his arm. Have you been on Twitter recently? You probably have. You've been busy.
I've been trying to cleanse my spirit. Like, this is.
Nah,
this
man.
It's all a lot. It's all a lot.
Sweet chip music and I won't pass the ox.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Shawn Michaels' Canadian beef? Who we had beef with?
Bret Hart.
Jesus.
Did you hear what Vince Staples had to say about it?
Absolutely. He's been saying that shit on the Joe Budden podcast, though. Like, he called in and was like, nah, this shouldn't be happening. Y'all niggas out here cooning.
Really?
But Vince Staples will bring, Vince Staples heavy on your spirit, man. Yeah, like, he'll hit you with some shit, and you like, oh, I'm not even supposed to be enjoying this.
Right.
For
him. Yeah. His main point is like people aren't getting paid for what they should be getting paid for because all these labels and shit are not.
So now they just running the numbers up.
And streaming services
and Taylor Swift out here fighting for their rights.
Mm-hmm.
He made sure to be bringing that in there.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
Taylor Swift is fighting for the rights, man. You out here for running numbers up.
Wait, what's she fighting?
Oh, streaming. Streaming rights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's why she redid her last
people
album.
People need to be making.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to find this shit, bro.
Yeah, it's been a lot, but.
This has been amazing to watch, man.
Yeah. And it goes without saying, in my opinion, K-Dot is up.
They bringing out lyrics, Sierra Canyon parking lot looking like Magic City parking lot.
That's crazy.
That's a high school.
It's a high school. That's insane.
Why would you even say that?
Yeah.
And I get what he was going for. Sierra Canyon had a lot of celebrities and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that popped up. But, nigga.
No.
Shouldn't look like Magic City's parking lot, sir.
Right.
It's just this age. This bar aged like bad milk, man.
Yeah, it's.
That's it. Cardo. He got to be from Cardo. That's who I was missing. Cardo, Mustard, Metro, Alchemist. Because he got the Metro from like that.
Hmm.
Shout out to them because they're about to get paid too.
Mm-hmm. Kendrick was doing jail workouts fully clothed in the parking lot listening to 70s R&B.
I saw that.
There's some people you gotta leave alone. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Drake would do this if he grew around Black American culture.
Holy shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's dog.
You see where they brought in Jonathan Majors? Kev on stage.
Yeah, said he needs somebody to stand.
They pulling out fucking. Oh, that wasn't real. They brought out the. I like these community notes. I'm not gonna lie to you. They're really a game changer for like false information and stuff.
Yeah.
Because niggas be on this shit like, nope. You know what else you're lying.
That Euphoria, when that shit dropped, Daylight came out and said the original version he heard was 19 minutes.
I think that's, he's chopping the shit up. I think that's what's happening. Well, no, because this, he can't be.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't be, because he just made that shit yesterday after her Family Matters.
Yeah, I don't know. All this is too much.
You know, I'm like, you gotta hate a motherfucker to rap for 19 minutes?
To be this detailed?
I can still listen, though.
And to put out a rollout of this magnitude?
No, you said what? He definitely listening.
I would still listen. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to hear.
No, to the full 19 minutes. I
don't know if I want
to
hear a man get called a pedophile for 19 minutes.
At that point, just fight him or lock him up.
That's what I was about to say.
I've listened to longer songs. You ever heard of Pink Floyd? That's average. It's 17. You feel me? I can do a 19.
But they not telling you, about terrible crimes against the innocent, though.
True. Have you heard Animals? I don't think you ever heard Animals. That was literally all that album was. Was this politician is a piece of shit who's letting people starve. He's going to get cancer. Let's watch him die slow.
It's true.
I'm not lying, bro. Like, come on, man.
That song, Dogs Teach You How to Kill.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's literally a song. And that song is 17 minutes long. And I know every word.
It's,
You want me to sing it?
No.
What are you doing?
Y'all going to love something for 17 minutes?
You, again, that's why you should just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
You got to.
Can't.
Put something out like, all right, I'm off this. I'm back to get money or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So it shows he can't go to the upper tier of lyricism.
He can't.
No. Do you think this changes the genre of music he creates going forward as an artist? And the things that he performs?
I don't think so. He has a formula.
He said, nigga, I know.
He's making money.
Yeah. And he's got a devout fan base that's going to listen to whatever he puts out. Because truthfully, just full transparency, the last like 3 to 4 projects he put out have been ass. By comparison to his early works.
Yes.
Like,
it still had bops.
But overall, it's not
I still
care.
Listen to Passion Fruit.
It's not... Yeah.
I still listen to like, those are my favorite.
He do got like one off bangers.
Those are my,
or something.
Those are my favorite Drake songs. Is an upper like
he's rhythm. Still a great performer.
Higher rhythm.
Yeah, but accolade did Kendrick just get about Good Kid, Mad City being in the top
600 weeks?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City charted in the Billboard.
Mad City has longevity.
600 motherfucking
Drake doesn't
weeks,
necessarily
nigga.
Have that
since it came out.
Imagine
6 horn.
Yeah.
I know
it. 6 horn.
And he's the first black rapper to do that.
Right.
Holy shit.
Drake
has
it.
How long is 600 weeks? It's only 52 weeks in a year. What is that?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Since it came
when
out.
When it dropped.
Years. Is that 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the math on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can still go back and listen to it today, and it'll still do it.
And that shit ring out.
Yeah. It'll still hit you. That shit ring on.
Fuck. Even with Drake verse on there. Mm-hmm. It'll still hit you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love this Orlando Brown tweet, man. I keep laughing every time I
bruh.
See it.
Oh, yeah.
A minor. You got to look at these academics reactions. They're honestly the funniest shit.
I've been looking at them on YouTube. Motherfuckers have been chopping them up.
Yeah.
Because the one, he was like, he released again?
That's when Drake dropped Family Matters.
Yeah.
And that nigga, academics was spiraling.
Yeah.
Like, literally lost his shit.
Yeah.
He got up, start walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because in his mind, this was supposed to be the finishing blow. You know what I mean? Like, that Family Matters was supposed to end him. And if Kendrick didn't step on it, it might have been like, give it a week, and niggas have been like, oh, this nigga really, he turned that video private to public, like,
15 minutes later.
It was like,
15 minutes
later. Like, y'all niggas had this, man.
Dear Adonis.
And how he start off with such a catch, it was like, everything cool that Drake had said 15 minutes earlier was null and void.
Done.
It didn't matter anymore. And if you go look at the reactions of people who listened to that song, it was no head nodding.
Mm-mm.
It was niggas just staring blankly at the screen, listening to these words of just holy
shit. That
shit
was made for an audience of one.
Literally.
an audience of one.
This last one, though.
I got y'all niggas.
That was for everybody.
Yeah, I lightweight hate that this is the one catching, you know what I mean? Because he's been spazzing. 616 in LA. Niggas want to dance.
People want
to
dance.
Niggas want to dance. I'll be riding to
now
the
car. Now this song going trend.
Is it still trending on Twitter?
I'm sure.
No, I'm thinking like Instagram Reels and TikTok and all that. Yeah. Like just that. Yeah.
Somebody said on Twitter, I wonder if I laugh. It's probably gone by now. This shit is real. You know how this shit is real because you ain't seen no porn on Twitter
like the past. Yeah. You know, like, that was so good it made niggas put their dicks away.
That's how you know it's like.
It's been
shit.
Mad safe for work.
It's mad safe for Twitter, bro. It's just been Kendrick and Drake the whole time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Right? Even in the like, comment section.
Timeline is like three things.
You go to the comment section. It's
the man versus bear and Palestine. That's it. That's
I got Vlad bear? On my timeline now because Vlad's going at somebody.
Who they didn't know. Who, Dark Child's niece?
First of all, she's a professor and graduated from Princeton. And then somebody was like, are you related to Rodney Jerkins? She said, yeah, that's my uncle. And Vlad is going at this person.
Dark Child's niece.
For what?
Because she said, pipe down. Basically you're not part of this conversation.
Shut your ass up.
Yeah.
She said it to Vlad?
Yeah, your wife shut up, pretty much. You shouldn't be having input on this.
Yeah.
Because they're saying dumb shit. Like,
because he was talking about the not like us record. Yeah. And she was like, no, you're not part of this conversation.
Yep.
So he was like, wow, a professor from Princeton told me I can't speak because I'm white. And she said, yeah.
So he keep
tagging Princeton. He's like, I'm going to call him in the morning.
Yeah.
And talk tagged
him like five different times.
Yeah.
What? Because they can't she's being racist.
Information.
Right.
You know,
but she was like, my contract was completed, so you're calling me to...
Jewish people on a high horse right now. They riding a high. I don't know if I'm...
Not for long!
Not for long.
I don't know if I can... You know, they on some bullshit right now. Yeah. Have you seen the videos of them unmasking people at the protest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know how crazy that is?
But they don't do that at Proud Boys rallies. Crazy.
And they handcuff them and leave them in the mask in the handcuffs.
Crazy.
But they walking them in front of cameras like,
Oh, like, you were confused about the man versus bear thing.
Yes.
There was a question posed in an interview to a woman on if she was in a forest, I believe, and y'all correct me if I'm off. If she's in a forest, would she rather be alone with a man or alone with a bear? This was asked to several women, I should say. And several women said they'd rather be alone with the bear.
That's fair.
It makes perfect fucking sense. Fair. You know the bear's intentions.
And you can Google how to survive
with
the
nature. It's nature. And as long as, truthfully, as long as you stay out the way, that bear gonna leave you fucking alone.
Yeah.
Versus the man could possibly be wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
On some
nature versus
shit.
Human nature. Yeah. Along with mother nature, you stop.
Right.
And then these motherfuckers online somehow internalized it that she was calling them fuck niggas, and now they jumped on the internet and started becoming fuck niggas. It's ridiculous.
Fits.
If you're commenting on the fuck niggatry.
Yeah.
I knew that was a thing. But yeah, that makes sense.
Motherfuckers was like, I am a man and I would never. You, motherfucker, but you also know several people who are foul.
The numbers. Yeah. It's numbers. It's
do we see how aggressive you got with a hypothetical situation?
That's also
predictable.
Also, and this, I cannot reiterate this enough. You're not a motherfucking woman, so you don't know how they got to move through the world and what their experience is. Like, you ain't never had to get on the phone with somebody to walk to your car to make sure it looks like someone's clothes.
Taking your trash out at night.
Take something. Anything at night. Anything at night. Pumping gas. Taking your trash out.
That's a whole thing. You can't, like... That's what I used to walk the trash out of shit. Like, bro, no.
Have somebody on the phone or there when a motherfucking cable somebody's there delivering furniture.
Yeah.
Because the dudes ask weird ass questions. Where did your husband want this? Why does that matter? Nigga, put the couch down.
Right. Yeah.
But you can't think past, I'm a good guy, but I'm going to get on here and act
not
like a bitch.
Not me, though.
One of the good ones.
Nigga, the numbers. You look at the numbers and shut the fuck up. Just realize. Oh, I get it. Yeah, for sure.
Well, like you said, you can Google how to survive a bear.
You can Google it.
I've done it recently.
I know grizzly bears, if they got a one-track mind. If they thinking fish, that's all they are.
Right. Yeah.
Go away from a stream, my nigga. You got hella time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and as long as you ain't out that bitch bleeding or cooking meat or something like you
good.
You good.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you could leave some shit out there for them, you catch it. Drop it right there. Now y'all friends. Now y'all hunting together, bro.
You got a ride to where you
put a sound on that. What the fuck is we talking about?
So some of my favorite responses I think for women, for like under those videos where the not all men were screaming, not all men, was even in a hypothetical situation, a man apparently cannot understand the word no. There was another one. It was at least I wouldn't ask if I got attacked. At least I wouldn't be asked what I was wearing if I said anything, if I said no.
Or have to prove that you got
would,
attacked.
They, right. would, they would believe me if I said I was attacked by a bear, but not by a man.
Shit.
So again, like, that's what I'm saying. This thing is out here. And dudes is out here trying to, no, because that's not, because I would never, bitch, nobody said you.
Right. Nobody said but you. Notice how you're getting offended.
That's already unpredictable behavior.
I'm going with the bear.
Yeah.
I'm going with the
bear, bro. And then off of that has spun several different similar things. Mm-hmm. Like there was a question of black men or people of color. Would you rather be stuck somewhere with a white man or a white woman?
Oh, yeah. I
motherfuckers pick white man.
White man.
My first
thought. But he had this last couple of years with a white woman has been.
History says no offense, white women are like alligators, nigga. They gonna bite you. Yeah. One way or the other.
Sure. But notice how I don't take offense because I know it doesn't apply to me.
Not all white women.
Not me though.
So it's been motherfuckers. Because my girl told me about that. And I was like, nigga, what?
Yeah, I didn't know that was
who didn't understand?
Yeah. All right. As soon as you said, I'm like, yeah, bear.
Yeah.
I another one bear.
Yeah.
And I understand why you would go bear. I've seen enough videos. I've seen enough newspaper clippings. Right. Like, what, nigga?
Podcast, serial killer podcast.
No, listen to them. My podcasts are comedy. I can't.
Can I
show that? Why do y'all like that type of...
Did you just hear the question that was posed? We need to know how to get out of situations.
Do they tell you how to get out of a frame? Yeah,
I mean,
or do they tell you what like the spot?
How to go about some things.
Words should
shit. They can tell you how to kill niggas.
I mean, you see what happens, so you learn what not to do.
It's not like instructions, but it's like, this is how I did it.
This is how I get caught, so maybe avoid this.
Does that not feed into your, like, not paranoia, but like hyper...
Vigilance,
in your mind. But I guess you have to be.
Right. Yeah, I'd say they was gonna have that either way.
Yeah, so it's like this is just.
It's a state of stay ready, so you have to get ready.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit crazy, bro.
What if we just listen to like the police scatters? I guess black males.
As black, we have really high blood pressure.
Yeah.
I would die.
When I worked at a news station, I listened to the scanners, and then I worked at Redacted and saw all of the reports and things.
Yeah, see, that would fuck with my job that I just recently quit. Fuck with my spirit, so I couldn't imagine doing something
bad.
Well, I just stay home anyway.
So
you see my shit.
I feel for other people too much.
I hit 42K yesterday.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. I got 3 gold, whatever, y'all don't know about that.
No. Yeah.
You're real nerdy.
Yeah.
Real quick.
But that shit.
What was the other thing going on news? You said Drake, Kendrick, Man versus Barry, and there was a third thing.
I said Palisades.
Yeah, the Palisades.
Oh, yeah. So we know.
T's and P's, man. T's and P's.
We know that's fucked up.
T's and P's.
Can't
that
say
shit
too
is
much.
Heavy.
Mm-hmm. They doing dirty shit out here at the fucking universities and stuff where they protesting that.
Yeah.
They shutting them down, but letting the other side protest still.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nasty. Mm-hmm. So.
But that's how it goes when your government is funding the thing. So.
Mm-hmm. What can we
teach? And you're teaching all of these kids actor shoot of drills since they were in kindergarten, and now you wonder how they're able to beat you.
Right.
You've been telling this, telling them how to do it for the past like 20 years.
Didn't Dave Chappelle have a joke or some shit about that? I feel like a comedian has some shit about that. Like,
why would
my kid need to be in an active shooter drill? Because the motherfucking shooter's in the drill too.
Right.
So he's taking notes on where the spot, so they're going to be by the tree.
Right.
And then they're
gonna be, the doors are blocked.
They're going to barricade themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
the fuck is we talking about, man?
Yeah, it's nasty out here.
Country we live in.
Yeah.
2 seconds. We going just 2 seconds to nerd out. Edwards and.
Insane. Basketball playoffs.
Yeah.
We had.
You see us whispering right
now. 2 seconds. We ain't gonna do much time. It was one game.
I can find a way to bring them in.
Let's quick.
Because you guys are both aware of LeBron, right?
Yes.
LeBron's team has been eliminated from the playoffs this past week.
Interesting.
And a lot of folks were talking
about. This nigga don't miss.
Interesting.
How how much longer he should play because he's been doing this shit for 21 years.
How old is he now?
39. He'll be 40 this year.
And he's still putting up numbers like
that. Yeah, that's old for sports.
He's still putting up good numbers, like a young numbers, like young nigga numbers.
Yeah.
Like, was it 20?
25, 8, and 6 or some shit like that.
So he scores 25 points a night, 8 assists, and
7 rebounds. Yeah,
some shit like that.
I know
some of these words.
We know rebounds. People were talking about this being a potential end of an era because he got eliminated. Kevin Durant got eliminated this week, and Steph Curry didn't even make the playoffs. His team wasn't on par. So it's like I'm not even gonna say a passing of the torch. It's these young niggas taking the torch from him.
Yeah.
It's like Kendrick, what he's doing to Drake. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what's happening with Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards is kicking people's back in.
And then praising him at the end of the day, like he was.
Who does Edwards play for?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay. Yeah.
How old is he?
24, 23.
Oh, he's a child.
He's like 22.
He's a child. Yeah. No, yeah. Child. Yeah. And he just beat Kevin Durant while talking shit to Kevin Durant the whole time.
Old ass nigga.
Smiling though, because he's having a good time. Yeah. KD smiling too. Right. It's a fun time for everybody. Yeah. But just beat them. Then he beat the champs yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like. Efficiently. It looked good. Turnaround jump. Either way, what did he put up? 40?
41
points. He's a child, and he shouldn't be doing this against the champs in their home. Mm-hmm. It was in Denver.
Oh, okay.
And so, so it's just amazing to watch. We're having a good time. Yeah. I don't know if he watched it.
I just have been here now.
Yeah, he be doing shit.
I follow the group chat.
We didn't really talk about it, did we?
No, we didn't really talk about it yesterday.
No, that's where I get my playoff update. Okay. So keep doing what y'all doing.
I like the other one. Right.
I like and subscribe.
So, ain't going crazy. It's fun to watch. The Cavs are playing now.
I don't really care about that.
For game 7?
Because none of them niggas are going to.
Yeah, because whoever wins that is going to lose to Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Decisively.
Yeah,
it's gonna be bad.
It's gonna get ugly.
Yeah,
unnecessarily.
I love this for y'all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's fun, man.
Okay, so I had a question for y'all because I wasn't hip to the shit Taylor Swift was doing with the numbers.
Yeah,
because I don't listen to her music, so I don't follow anything.
I didn't know she was going
crazy like that with on the charts.
White people love her.
What is the shit? The Diary of the Poet Dead or somebody?
Diary of a Bad White.
That's the title of the episode.
I heard it. Like, yeah. I knew,
Write that down.
No,
yeah, she's doing numbers, but people love her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know my parents were down in, where were they at? Texas, Tennessee. They were doing something.
Oh, man.
And there was a whole Taylor Swift shrine in their hotel.
Oh, wow.
Because there was a Taylor Swift concert the night they were down. I think they were down for a baseball game or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Ma called and was like, yo, there's a whole shrine in the hotel lobby.
Okay.
Jesus.
When I worked at my former employer, they sent a letter out talking about when she came to Cincinnati and the impact it had on the city of Cincinnati.
Right.
And every small business around it was insane. Like, she brings billions of dollars wherever she shows up.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was a big deal whenever she showed up to the football games. Because,
everybody
getting money.
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, that's why they kept showing her on camera and shit.
Yeah, I knew that piece, but I just didn't. I wasn't familiar with her music enough to know how it was still ringing off and going crazy.
No.
Because I'm familiar with like old school Taylor Swift shit.
Yeah,
she like a white Beyonce.
Basically, but she has a much younger core fan base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the children convinced their parents, we have to go see Taylor, that's that.
I can see that because that seems like a pretty safe show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can see that. That makes sense. Okay.
But they do that for wherever she goes.
Wherever
when she goes to a football game, people travel out of state to go to that football game just to be in the same room as her.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nuts.
And then the businesses feed off of that because all these people are now here and they need somewhere to eat.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. We saw that in sports though with LeBron and Cleveland. All right.
But with hers, it's like
she
and Beyonce. Because I already got my cowboy hat, so say word and I'm there, right?
No, I know.
Can I be on the text chain when you get boxes?
I got you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Got you.
I appreciate it.
You know we stay in a box.
Because after that Kendrick, I'm like, oh, we would have paid less.
Oh, we already got our box for Usher in Detroit, so.
I'm out
with Usher.
Usher, yeah.
Lovers and Friends just got canceled.
I saw that.
Yeah, because of inclement weather. Yeah, inclement
weather. Because the wind was too high.
Yeah, right. They didn't have that shit together. If you looked at the set time.
Yeah, wasn't it like 100 people?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit looked awful.
Yes. Like,
that shit looked
and
awful.
And this wasn't their first year doing it, but every year I feel like they've had bad press.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year, and it was terrible.
Yes.
They ran out of water to sell people. Oh, it was super hot because it's fucking Vegas.
Yes.
My friend went on one of the weekends or like one of the days, and I guess somebody had reported that there were some sort of shots fired somewhere near them, and it caused like a whole bunch of people to run this way.
Yeah.
My friends like got trampled in that.
Yeah.
I feel like they were supposed to do it before last year, though. Wasn't there like a rollout year before? Or
I
maybe
think so.
A couple years ago.
It was probably like 2020.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that like
COVID 2020.
Because they had
whatever
posted
they got
it, and people were like, I didn't get my check. I didn't clear this. People were dropping out.
Damn, so I remember that just happened again for this latest one.
Yes. Because they just post the flyer with all these names, and whoever check clears, that's who shows up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Did you see the same times?
No. Yeah, I've seen like the flyers and stuff like that, but
no,
like
you
gotta
check
from a business standpoint, just
set times, bro.
Throw it out there and see what sticks. It's kind of hilarious.
How many
just
artists are on there?
I'll that shit
it's a gift.
For it to only
before.
Be a 2-day festival is
it's
nuts.
Too much.
Yeah, it should at the very least be 3.
Yeah.
At least.
Because for all the artists listed on that flyer, they would literally just get out there and do like 2 hits. And
bro,
then
they
pass.
Get
like, oh, no, yeah, I've seen it.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then the stage rotates,
yeah.
and then they flip them out.
Yeah,
that's only 50% of those checks cleared. A lot of time free up on that schedule, so it's
right.
like,
yeah,
I get it. It's, but you still got people coming. Terrible marketing, but I get it.
Yeah. I didn't really cancel until Keith Lee said something. He was
right,
because
he was going to have like a little food truck thing.
Yeah.
You see that nigga throw up, but like gag
he
off the grill.
He spit out them grains. But then the restaurant was posting like whoever else loved their greens, and people were like, "Nah, we don't trust this. This is fake. Like obviously y'all's greens are trash. Plus the greens that one."
He said the other food was good though. He said the lamb was like 8 out of 10. Like he was giving it.
He literally had
use.
To open his car door and spit it's, out
yeah.
the food.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
never spat out food.
Never.
He's never gagged
never.
On camera.
Yeah. Never.
That's the,
yeah. I think it was like.
So was it disrespect? It was just physically he couldn't.
He
couldn't
do it.
He couldn't
yeah.
do it.
He took 2 like little chomps.
Yeah.
And like you saw his little lip quiver and his eyes like twitch. And then it was like
and
he spit that shit out.
Like,
hey, come on, nigga.
Dang.
What was I about to say?
Let me see what else happened.
I forget what I was about
I feel
to
like
say.
We can keep talking about that Kendrick to that. It's
tired of Kendrick shit.
I check Twitter now every hour on the hour though,
because
you never
to.
Know what he dropping.
I'm scared to open our group chat.
I love
don't, nah, don't be
that.
Scared.
But
don't
like, whenever I open
scared.
Up Instagram, that's
don't
the first
scared.
Thing that pop up.
Niggas are
y'all
really.
Y'all see Flo Milli is trending because of the show last night that was here.
No.
No.
They threw something at her on stage and she stormed off stage. It was at the shot. Night one
really?
Of Gunna and Flo Milli.
They threw something at her.
She said, when I see you, bitch. It was like in the mic. It was like, right.
What?
Yes.
Well, I did see the fight at Nicki Minaj like a few weeks ago. There was a whole big video where there's like a brawl with like 3 or 4
shit.
White women at Nicki's show.
Oh my god!
I don't understand why.
Get those thugs off
white.
The street.
Yeah.
What type of cootery is that?
Does the whole Young Money language not grow?
No.
As artists.
No.
Mm-mm. Nobody over there.
No.
Does.
No.
They were good for a time,
when
and
we
they were
young.
Encapsulated
like
in that time.
Years.
Yeah. But they never expanded outside
even
of
Wayne,
that bubble.
Like if you think Wayne,
and that
he has
that
no
Young
growth.
Money when that label shit popped, that was towards the end of his run.
Right,
yeah.
I think Wayne's been consistent.
Consistent,
yes.
but he
growth.
Doesn't say shit.
No,
when
has
all
in the 2000s.
Right.
That's why I never put
yeah.
him up there. People, he's fired,
mm-hmm.
but he's never been in, like my tops because he doesn't say a word.
Right, mm-hmm.
that nigga kills 30 niggas in one song, every song. Like it's just
yeah.
okay, bro. We get it, man.
Cleverly.
Yeah,
or
bro.
Tells you 6 ways he's performing cunnilingus on a lady. And I'm like,
right.
here's my headphones, nigga.
Talk about these bills you're paying. Right. Kids, nigga, like some adult shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't listen to him no more because there's no growth there. Nicki
but I mean that
hasn't grew.
I think Nikki has went backwards. Yes. Girl, what are we doing?
Which is crazy.
I think that plays to what Andre Three Stacks said while he stopped rapping. Because in order to be in hip-hop, you got to be hip. And after you get to a certain age, my nigga, you age out.
But that doesn't... Kendrick is showing, no, you don't. In this moment right now. But he's a golden child. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This rarely happens.
And that age is different for
everyone.
I was
like, he's an anomaly.
He's a... But look, at him and Cole, look at him and Cole, though. They have always been conscious and have rapped about shit as you get older and just shit like... Their content has aged along with their crowd.
Yes.
And it cut my fault. Conscious rappers, a lot of conscious rappers are like out here and like professional, but they don't allow a lot at a time. But even with that now, there's a bunch of conscious rappers out here that I feel like are thriving in their little.
But I think Drake and Nicki and all of them, they have this machine behind them, so they got to put out stuff on a timeline. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereas Kendrick, now he can put out when he wants. Chill. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah.
And they also go away and live life and then come back and make music. So then that gives them content versus we partying at the W.
Right.
Like music ain't his whole life.
Yeah. Right. We go in to do such and such. Because even look at, prime example, look at the way Drake has been like dressing and comporting himself the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, my nigga, you 37. Why are you trying to dress like a 19-year-old? Mm-hmm.
Right. Colorful braids.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
He really taking Smino whole thing.
Whole thing.
I said that, but then Smino and Solange with the hair clips.
Yeah.
He really biting off other style. People.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's really nasty. He's been riding waves.
Yeah.
It's his whole thing. Jesus.
What a time.
I'm trying to think what else happened. Let me check and make sure this nigga ain't trending again real quick.
Crazy, we gotta refresh to make sure ain't nothing dropped.
It's scary hours out here. Somebody said he gonna do a song to Fred Hammond, Melodies from Heaven.
I saw that. Somebody said Melodies from Compton.
They say because it's Sunday. Dog. He beating this nigga ass.
Yes,
I don't think if we go back and listen to our old pie, I don't think we saw this happening.
You know, we didn't. We were looking for him to respond.
Just to respond
and say something. And he gave us that in Euphoria. Then he gave us some more in 6:16. Then Drake responded, and he gave us some more. And then he was like, nah, you niggas ain't finished yet.
One more time.
And then there'll probably be another one by the time we finish this recording.
Cause I think we got another one Tuesday.
Four diss tracks in a week.
What y'all don't know is, besides yesterday, Kendrick is going on the Joe Budden podcast schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesdays. It's Tuesdays. He dropped that shit like 11 o'clock. Yeah, I get that. He drops that shit like 11 o'clock.
When is he going, you know?
Podcast gets recorded on Tuesday at like 11. They get there, and Kendrick drops it at 11, literally.
Oh, so they can like live react to shit. Yep.
Shit again on, was it Friday? Because they dropped the episode Friday night.
They canceled it the other day, right?
No, they dropped it on Patreon. They said it's canceled it, but it's behind the paywall. It's like, yeah, he getting his money from it. Because it's Beef Talk. So that's his whole thing.
Then he's a very credible source.
On Beef Talk. So it's like, put it, you know what I mean? So he's like, I'm gonna put it behind a paywall. I'll pay for it, whatever. So, chill on me, man. Relax.
You gave Joe Budden some money?
Right.
He's an awful human.
I know he is.
He's an awful
But
person.
He's like academics when it comes to this new
Both
source
awful.
Shit. They're terrible people. I know.
And you gave them money.
Really? Wow. I didn't give that money.
That's
crazy. I chose my
How
evil.
You pay $9.99 for that content, bro, sir?
Yeah,
for how long?
I'm on third month. Relax.
3 months? Is it like 1 month free? Like, what are we doing?
No.
Without his life. There's so many other things you can spend your money on.
Relax. Hilarious. Relax. So this was like... Mm-hmm. Chill on me.
That's insane. I'm not letting it go.
It's and I get information.
What do you get?
I get information.
Like
on what's
what?
Happening. I get a play by. It's like ESPN for rap. If that makes sense.
But that's what Twitter is. So you pay.
When this shit Twitter first started, I think it was after Like That had come out, and Joe Budden was one of the first people to say, like, nah, some shit coming. Like, Cole, it makes sense. Right. I understand why Cole got out the way, because there's some
ESPN,
shit coming.
Yeah. He knows.
And he...
That's
I love that you support your friend in this.
I saw the clip on Instagram, but in his defense, that they were very early to the party. They were early to
it's
the party.
ESPN,
that's
man.
Crazy.
He's doing inside source, so I want to hear inside source. Okay. So I'm just, you know what I mean?
So what did you hear?
That's 2 hours worth of content, mm-hmm. bro. This, but this latest one is really unnecessary going to paywall because Kendrick dropped 2 songs mm-hmm. after that shit came
right,
out.
Right.
And that's why he said, I'm not going to put it out. It's canceled because it's mm-hmm. like, there's no reason to put it out if this nigga's keep
yeah.
dropping every
right.
other day because it's old news now. Like, everything we talk about is stupid.
He's about
like,
to smother that man.
He's killing him.
He's about to smother that man.
Get off of him. Stop it, so.
You can.
Pray for him.
Pray for him? Are we praying for a pedophile?
Freaky ass nigga, he is 69.
Oh, yeah, bro. He brought up Kanye ex-wife name of that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Kim, I'm just going to skim through it. Mm-hmm. Kanye about to make another song.
Please don't. Please don't.
He don't want it.
Please don't.
I
sit down.
Don't want
sit
it
your goof ass down. Hirsch.
It's happening.
We don't need Rick Ross. Don't you make another
no.
song?
I think he's doing what he's doing well now. Just go on Instagram.
Trolling
yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's his pocket. He sees Kendrick working. He's yeah. going, he's yeah. like, hey, they listening to your shit, white boy. I hate it. You yeah. a pedo? You a chomo? Literally going in on him. I'm with that.
Yeah, just
stay in that lane.
Don't
this
make
is
no
fun money. To watch.
ASAP, don't you do it either.
No.
Just stick to modeling.
Yeah. Stay out the way.
ASAP too happy with
what's
Brandon.
What's the word that he used? Oh, fuck. I'm going to find it.
What you talking about?
When he was talking about Rihanna, he said, Fenty Smoke, ask her about me or something. Frig. Fringe? Frig? Fringe?
Fringe?
Is that what it is?
Okay.
What does that mean?
What? Say the rest of it. Like,
hold on, I'm about
context?
To find it. I'm about to find it. Because I've read something. I was like, what the fuck does this mean? Hold on. Does he start snapping? Was it the third verse he started saying that shit? About the modeling? I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody's talk, bro.
No, I gotta be over all here these other
drowning.
People just
dead
don't,
yeah.
don't say nothing.
We just listen to you.
Just let it go, bro. And that my advice
nervous.
To Drake
right.
would be
hell
just
yeah.
just
he's
bow
stop.
Out.
He has
just,
to
just bow out, bro. Ain't no shame in understanding that this is a battle you can't win.
Right.
And not saying like you're not lyrically able to. You just can't because of the angle that your opponent took. You cannot mm-hmm. win this battle, bro.
J. Cole got a parlay.
Oh, that was Drake's nickname for Rihanna while they were dating.
Oh. Mm.
You know, French. Genius gonna have it. Frig. Frig, hold on. I'm about to. F-R. Where did it go? F-R-I-N-G.
French.
Smoking Fenty.
Fring.
Right? And he said it.
Why? Does Genius tell you why?
Smoking. Yeah, because he was talking about Rocky and. I'll just give you the part.
But, like, why that was the nickname?
Oh.
Yeah. Does it explain? Because.
Oh. The nickname supposedly originates from legendary Breaking Bad antagonist Gustavo Fring.
Oh.
Who's Rihanna's favorite character in critically acclaimed series.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Genius.
Yeah. That's a lot of information.
Right.
They got to be on. I know they tired.
Right.
Man, right.
I know they tired, bro.
Rocky don't do it. It's not
no.
even worth it.
Yeah, stick to the modeling,
it's
bro.
Not
yeah.
his lady. Because
he going to try
no.
that.
You see that thing? Rihanna pregnant again? Because she took the fake sick.
We're tired.
Keep doing what you're doing,
no.
Rocky, okay? You keep shooting that club.
We deserve music.
Nah, it's never happening.
We deserve.
It's never
I
happening.
I supported
yes.
all her
a
other
third
albums.
One?
I need music.
A third one?
I just bought new lip gloss the other
what?
Day. Like, girl,
a
give us an
one.
Album.
Nah, and that's why she would never give you another album. Y'all buying lip gloss and Fenty.
I got a couple sweatsuits from Savage.
Why would I make music? I'm getting paid. Yeah, I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
And that shit is expensive.
Yeah, I mean, but if you get the membership. But
there's a membership?
Yes. A monthly subscription.
There's better things you can spend your money on.
No, this
there's
is better than Joe Budden. Don't do that.
That's
different bundles.
At least
there's different bundles.
You can make
so
VIP little
VIP
sets. There's accessory bundles.
So much alike.
How much you pay? How much you pay a month for this membership?
How much do I pay what?
How much you pay a month for the Rihanna
well,
membership?
Well, you can skip months, so I don't pay every month.
How much is it per month?
Well, it just one up recently.
Two.
Yes. So, what is it, 59 now?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, whoa.
But down, you can buy something.
You can.
So you pay 59 to purchase more?
Wait.
No. Pause and rewind. Because the bundle, first of all.
You pay 60 to be allowed to purchase.
You just get first in line. You get exclusive sales. There we go. Period. You get exclusive sales.
So still purchase it. Okay.
Exclusive sales. You your get credit, offered.
Your credits roll over.
You get coupons.
Correct. Your credits roll over.
You get a coupon.
Okay. Y'all can chill because I got two IRS. So don't do that.
But if you buy something, you don't have to pay that membership fee.
Right.
Every month.
You have to buy $60 worth of material or
no,
just?
No, it depends. So you can bundle it. Because I'm trying to sell the bundle. Y'all want it.
I'm trying to sell a podcast.
Something for like $30 and then didn't have to pay for the $60 membership fee for the month.
I'm going
to
go ahead and stop y'all real quick because this is what it sounds like when a wife is trying to explain to a husband why this is a good deal and why this is on sale.
Absolutely, girl bad. I am supporting a black female entrepreneur, and thank you.
But that's why she's never going to make any more music, though.
That was over with. Member, $60 membership?
She's not
it used to be 50.
Yeah.
She and it's out of you every month. Up. And it's no shade. It's not like...
And you can skip months.
It's no slight to her, but she got the market cornered because with the makeup shit, yeah, she got shit she for got all it. Tones, no.
And that was recently on sale.
Do you pay for membership as well?
For Fenty?
Yeah.
She reminds
However,
me to skip,
I skip
my
it.
She reminds me. She is my
month.
Monthly reminder.
Yeah. Oh, y'all in this together. Oh, y'all never get another album.
That says everything he just said.
I sound like $120. No music involved.
No music, no makeup,
no tour tickets. I take none of that. This is just to talk.
I also
to me.
Do Fenty skin. Look at the material. She's glistening. Hey. Thank you. So.
For sure.
Right.
It better be for $60 a month.
But with all that.
No, this is separate. So the brands are separate.
Yeah.
It's more.
So with all that being said, you see why this she ain't got nothing to do but keep busting that thing down,
you know.
And she stay pregnant. Like this is the time she having her kids.
She chilling.
Yeah. And truthfully, from a marketing standpoint,
no, it's amazing.
Let that shit breathe. And when she's done having kids, do a farewell world tour and watch them numbers ring off.
Oh my god, no new music either. No new music.
No
just
new music.
Remaster it. Remaster the music.
It was on the show. Right.
Yeah.
I saw Rihanna in 2017. I went to Cincinnati and saw her.
Them kids
going to
be Blue Ivy's age by the time she get back out there.
Maybe they'll be on stage like Blue Ivy.
They might. And again, that's the way everybody can get some bread.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Generational what?
Yeah. There it is.
$60 a month.
There it is. But yeah, she's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. She has
unless
no
you buy something for the month and then it's 30.
Yeah.
But if you don't buy nothing, you still
then
pay
it's still
that
60.
And it's, or you
like,
skip.
Lingerie
so you have to buy something every
loungewear.
Month.
Loungewear.
Yeah.
Loungewear.
I was going
to
say.
Loungewear.
Say it.
This catalog is...
It's super sweet.
Okay. First of all.
I'm going to go ahead and pay my 10 bucks a month.
But I have a tangible thing with my membership.
Yeah.
I got to add. You're
no,
right.
I get it. It's
right.
Genius.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
It's super
genius.
It's
good quality.
It's no, it's up.
Quality. And if it's shitty, you can be like, hey, girl, the thing's not thinking. I need to return it and get
for
it exchanged.
Sure. And she has a cult fan base that's going to pay. Because she's not going on tour. So what else she going to put the money toward?
Right.
If you don't have to pay for tour tickets, yeah, nigga, pay the $60 a month real quick. Because
the
tour ticket's probably about
to
be
I would like to reiterate.
No, yeah, it's just every now and then when you see something you would like to buy, it's like,
right,
all
right,
let me
get
into it.
If you forget to cancel it, yes, you get your little $60 membership.
And
a little $60. Ain't no little $60 membership.
The credits last for a year.
How many subscriptions is that?
All right, that's not bad. With the credits and shit last for a year.
It's a year.
Because thinking from a female perspective, with them being more thoughtful with their gifts and the shit, that you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They can, that allows them. Yeah, all right, y'all got it.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all got it.
I'll back off a little bit.
Right, thank you.
It's just funny watching y'all go back and forth. Y'all so much alike. Yeah. Seen it in real time. Exclusives.
What are we at on time? Are
we at an hour, hour and a half.
Hour and a half. We got anything else?
Let me go through the Instagram group chat real quick. Because all I know is this Kendrick and Drake right now.
That's been the...
Keeping fucking this nigga.
Yeah. The main topic, I think.
Let's see. Oh, you see the video of our girl breaking her girl ankles?
Arika?
Yeah. Snapped her shit.
Nasty.
He mean.
WNBA player.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Broke her ankles. Caitlin Clark made her preseason debut the other day. Mm-hmm. Same game. They talking about. She did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She did pretty good. Yeah, but she found out at the end there's some killers. Because that girl, Arika, almost tore her teammates' MCL, ACL, PCL, all the ligaments in the knee with that crossover she put on her.
Actually, you guys were talking about ticket prices.
Mm-hmm. I think
the government is going after Ticketmaster and Live Nation for the monopoly that they have over ticket prices. And
I did see that.
Mm. Wasn't Joe trying to do that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
All I saw was they're doing tickets for $25 a piece now for certain shows.
No,
I think that was just
100% grab those, but because they did that last year.
It's a lot of names on that shit too. If you look through the list,
that's how I got my 50-cent tickets last year.
Mm.
Yeah. But,
I bet that was worth a good show. Like, drink the show.
It was 50.
Slow down! It's Bobby, where are you going?
Okay, calm down. Wait. Don't do that to Bobby, okay?
Bobby, where are you going?
Listen, go ahead.
Bobby, forgot your wallet.
Don't do that.
Call the keys.
She was dirty for
outing
like that. Don't do that.
You look so creepy.
You should have paid, yes.
No,
yeah. Don't out somebody. That's crazy.
Why would you not pay? In that situation, what are you doing, bro? Oh, that shit was hilarious. That nigga scurrying down the hotel hallway.
Pantsless. Didn't have a pants.
And he's going to be like, Bob, where you going, bro? Boys was deep as hell, dog.
My man.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was the funniest shit in the world. Group chat. I don't think anything else is really... I literally just seen Kendrick Drake. Have y'all come to find out... have y'all been watching, like, any reviews on the songs of people, like, talking about the songs in depth or, like...
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. No? Have you come to find some people mad annoying you don't listen to the shit? Mm-hmm. Like... Halfway through, like, nah, these niggas don't know what they talking about.
Absolutely.
I don't listen to people's reviews because I feel like people regurgitate other folks' opinions.
Mm-hmm. That, and then people who aren't familiar with a battle don't understand that, truthfully, nothing's off limits.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is off limits. So, to hear these motherfuckers who, and this, I hate to say it like this, but it's mostly the people in Drake's camp, or, like, his followers, you know what I'm saying? They're like, why is he talking about family?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro,
he did
you,
first. Drake, that's what they
this thing you got to understand. Beard. There are no rules to this. You cannot set, what you can't say, we not going to say this. We not going to say,
no. As soon as you say somebody's wife name, that shit is all off limits.
Right.
Because he was trying to be friendly. The first couple songs, you could tell, was friendly comp.
Yeah.
It was, all right, let's just talk. Let's just rap.
Don't tell no lies about me. I won't tell no truths about you.
Let's just rap, nigga. Which is... He said he had info.
Bro.
I feel like he does.
But I feel like everybody's been saying that.
This ain't over for a while.
Shout out to the homie Ghost, because that nigga's Instagram stories have been hilarious. He posted a clip with some individuals arguing back and forth. One was a Kendrick fan, one was a Drake fan. And Ghost's post was... stand up and zip his pants and wipe your mouth when you finish. I was like,
I find myself typing something. I'm like, why am I typing to these niggas on Twitter?
Yeah.
And I deleted it immediately.
I don't go back and forth with people.
No, it's yelling in the void. I just repost funny shit.
And even then, I'm about to start reposting shit because they took my account down.
Yeah, you got banned from
Twitter. Yeah, bro.
But I saw the tweet that you
it's
got banned.
It's not that bad, right?
And
it's still up there.
It's still up.
So I don't know why I got banned. I don't like shit and repost. I don't talk to anybody.
Mm.
But somebody was like, oh, yeah, this tweet is, bro, who's going to go after the government? Shit, Absol.
Yep.
Like, fair.
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
Absol going to be the one.
You've heard his content.
Terrorist threats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't like listening to Absol.
Whoa. I like Absol.
You don't like listening to Absol. That's all I'm
saying. No, I like listening to him. I just got to be in the thinky headspace. You know what I mean? He's very, like, he's very thinky. You just got to be there.
Who are some rap artists you really be into?
Oh, good question.
Oh, hold on. Let me pull up my app. Mm-hmm. Lately, I haven't been, excuse me, listening to a lot of rap. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Kendrick. let me see.
Damn, I'm
my Apple's mostly. I like Schoolboy Q. Okay. I do.
You like the last album?
I did, yeah.
I love Blue Lips.
I listen to 21 every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
21 not working with Drake no more.
I like Latto. She's I do good. Enjoy. Who's good. The one cute girl from New York? Lola Brooks.
Your little small girl, yeah, she's so
she
tiny, crazy, bro.
She's, but she goes
her
crazy.
Voice is so crazy compared to her stature. Like, she's, yeah, she
I
dope.
Would like to show you this, because this is on my Apple, just so you know. Thank you. I put
though.
Devin on to Mick Jenkins, just so we know.
That album is hard.
Is that his latest one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because yeah. Everybody know in this room that's not true. I put these niggas on the mic, bro.
Let me see who else. I listen to like a lot of dance hall.
Did you listen
stuff,
to
like,
that album yet though? Did you listen to the page?
When it first came out.
Oh, did you for
yeah,
real?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's always so much stuff coming out. It's hard for me to stay focused on one album, mm-hmm. unless it's Beyonce. But to stay focused.
That Cowboy Carter album.
Isn't it good?
It's really good.
Thank you.
It's really good.
I enjoy it.
You didn't listen to it?
Not yet.
What?
Not yet.
it's on the list.
On the list.
The list.
What do you mean?
To it but I'm not like a Beyonce fan.
Okay.
Like
okay.
That.
That's
so,
okay.
It's no shade. Don't disrespect that.
Thank
just ain't
mine. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
I mean, back to you.
She's not someone that like I reach for all the time. So like I'll listen to her if it's on, or like I'll listen to certain things. But like I reach for other things before I reach for her. I still like her. I still enjoy her. I still would love to go to one of her shows. Mm-hmm. But I just
she got good shows, right?
I've seen the movie. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He told us how you converted him.
Thank you.
I said I was going to go to the next tour, but she dropped the album too quick.
I don't think the tour is happening this year.
I can't afford that.
I feel like it should be next year. If she's
because when Beyonce's touring, I feel like the general tour setup for everybody else is very light because they know they can't compete with Beyonce dates.
Yeah.
You can't. So,
yeah.
Let's just Taylor Swift.
So I think next year.
There's a lot of people doing tours.
There's a lot of tours because they couldn't tour last year because of Renaissance.
Lots.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense why wouldn't
she
this
blocked
year.
Out the whole year.
Yeah.
That would make sense
you
why
blocking
wouldn't
out
because
she's
year.
Only doing football and like big stadiums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to block
so
out
the logistically, a lot of people can't tour.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are on
she
tour this year.
She's got money.
I'm going to that Janae show. I got tickets.
I got to get my tickets.
She got a subscription service?
What, Janae?
Nah, Beyonce?
Yeah. No,
show
but you can buy stuff on her website,
show
right?
Me promo
the Ivy Park.
Whose stuff is more expensive, Beyonce or Rihanna's?
Is Ivy Park still a thing? Is Adidas still doing it?
I don't know if they are, but I think because
she
Ivy
wore
Park
Ivy Park during Renaissance.
I
yeah, I never got Ivy Park though. I never purchased any Ivy Park.
I'm just curious.
With Beyonce, I focus more on her music than her products. I do want to try Sacred though.
Perfume or something?
Hair care.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the shit she was doing for the video?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she had
that was
that.
A promotion for her hair care
yes.
product?
Yes.
Because I think motherfuckers have been talking crazy, like she always wear wigs because she ain't got no hair. And she was like, nah, bitch, this
she's
is luscious.
She's consistently wore her
luscious,
natural
nigga.
Hair.
This is luscious locks
she
out this
no
bitch.
Idea.
But the, the thing with Beyonce
no
is her wigs are so good,
it
you can't
like
tell
hair.
When it's natural hair or her wigs.
Did you see that video,
yeah.
Dub?
Mm-mm.
She was in that video talking shit. Like, nigga, I moisturized my hair with angel tears. Nigga, this
right.
is
But her hair
looked
good, though.
Oh,
bitch.
I flew this water in from Africa just to wash my hair. Nigga, understand my level of self-care. Out here.
Honestly, I can't wait to see what this Cowboy tour looks like.
It's
as far
crazy,
as the,
I think it's
going to
be 2025 and it's going to ring off.
I think so.
I think it's going to be.
She going to come out that bitch riding a big silver horse. And
yeah.
No,
it's,
I think it's going to
be
a real
horse
this
horse.
Time. Or like, yeah, some type of different. Because like,
Renee is retired. Renee left
that was
the
Intergalactic
tour.
Horse.
That was the name of her.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the Intergalactic horse.
That's what
oh, okay.
Yeah,
Twitter
this
made
one has to be like a real country horse.
From the farm.
Yep.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could get messy.
So, That's why I don't think it's going to be a real one. I think it's going to put some colors on it. You can't bring a real horse out to a football arena.
They
well, you could. They do football. Yeah, they do that in football games.
I don't think she would, though.
Nah, just
too much unpredictability.
Yeah.
Penal laws and all that shit. Yeah, you don't want to deal with all that. Yeah,
I'd be surprised if I see a, I don't, what do you call a herd of horses?
Stampede? No.
That's full stampede in the middle of an arena. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. Ooh, she goes to, what, not Baltimore, what's Philly? Where they got the Cowboys?
Yeah, but they're alleging, well, they're saying she may just do, like, the Chitlin' Circuit. You know? Mm. How a lot of black artists could only do the Chitlin' Circuit when they were touring?
Shit.
Right. So, I'm getting on somebody's plane. Mm.
Damn.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Mm. That's a good one.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, what?
So, just staying, like, south. For the most part.
You don't think I got, I'm trying to look at, let me see if I got any favorite tweets that I would like to say. I ain't got nothing else, honestly. This Drake and Kendrick was really the highlight.
The Boys Tour? It's like a weekend.
It's like 8 days. Yeah. He's such a dad. He's such a soccer dad, bro. Like,
I love it.
Said he got golf to play kids the rest
of the
year.
Yeah,
because he has another daughter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is amazing. TDE really just lets niggas progress. And they just,
like music is their whole life. It's dope.
Besides, what's his name on tour overseas right now? So that may also take some of the resources too. Sir?
Is he overseas right now?
Okay. He was just in New Zealand with SZA, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Isaiah Rashad on tour as well.
The Sylvia on tour.
They got albums to drop.
They got albums to drop.
On tour.
They slowing up.
Who's that?
Yeah, because SZA's over
Yes.
But now this Kendrick trick shop is popping off, and then you can still, you can see TDE is still behind him. Heavy.
Absolutely, yeah, he's shouting TDE out there.
TDE for a minute.
Heavy.
Top
what?
Reason.
He be tweeting though.
Yeah, but that's
his tweets.
He don't like TDE.
Reason.
He don't like TDE. He don't like TDE because how they did him on Joe Budden podcast. He went there on Joe Budden was talking shit, kind of. Yeah. Pretty much that he doesn't have any backup for TDE. Like, he had to make his own tour.
Yeah.
Like, he had to put his own dates together, put his own money behind it type shit to TDE, but they don't support him. So, Musa, who was just Top Dog's son, decided to give that nigga a phone call while he was on another podcast and started ringing off of that nigga ear, barking at him shit about, nigga, we didn't want to sign you. I told Top not to sign your substitute teacher ass. Like, start calling him up. So, when this shit first started off with Drake, when Drake put the first shit out, Reason was talking like he liked it and shit. He was like, oh, I really enjoy this record. Mm-hmm. And niggas was like, bro, you on the Top Dog. You kind of doing some bullshit right now. You foul. And then somebody was like, why would he like be under that umbrella if they really don't support him like they're supposed to? That nigga reposted that motherfucker.
But doesn't everybody...
That nigga reposted it. Not like that. That's kind
of... Doesn't TDE have a history of, quote-unquote, not supporting in the beginning?
Yes.
Yes.
But
so isn't this something you know when you're
contract
coming? Kind of.
Right. Put out the projects you got
to
put out to get out of that deal.
Use what you got.
But if you look, not one person has left TDE except for Kendrick. Like, Schoolboy has to have the album quotas at this point.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
He's still under that umbrella. Still talking about he's putting out more music later. You know
what
I mean?
But I think, depending on the life you lead, that will determine if you want it to stay under there or not.
Yeah.
Like you said, Schoolboy... doing other shit.
Golfing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just, when we talked about Sir, we know he had some personal shit that was, you know what I'm saying, in his way.
Yeah.
Absol said he don't really want to be famous and shit
like
that.
That nigga jumped off a freeway exit, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that nigga's different, man, like as far as what he really wants.
I don't know the rest of the artists to the depths that y'all do to know what they're into or interested in.
Dochi. You know J-Rock.
Dochi. Oh,
yeah.
Recently got something.
Yeah. That's the one. That's the album.
Zakari.
J-Rock's.
Zakari's fire, though.
Zakari.
Zakari's really good.
You're not familiar.
He's good.
A couple.
You know a couple of his songs. And you know he's on Black Panther. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know his shit. Because he's been everywhere on TV since, like, that Black Panther album, honestly, I think that was like his coming out to TDE party.
Probably. I think so.
But yeah, I'm just rambling. I ain't got that else. Y'all got anything else?
I don't think so.
No.
Nigga, that was an hour ago we smoked that.
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, your eyes look crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus. I was about to roll up again 30 minutes ago. You lucky I chill, bro. You lucky I
chill. Well, all right then. Just like that, we gone.